This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While they're encouraged and intriguing, they're not one move, one Deebo Samuel away from chasing down Philadelphia. There are still flaws in this roster that they got to have a very much so like attack mindset and not resting on the success of last year mindset.
Welcome back. The voice of Dan Orlovsky yesterday on ESPN talking about Deebo Samuel to the Commanders. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillis, it's the midday show. We'll get back to your phone calls. All right, Hugh, we've had a couple days to let this kind of, you know, settle in here. The Commanders land Deebo Samuel. We know they're going to be active this offseason.
Deebo coming.
They have a lot of cap room. Now, the last time we saw Deebo, he wasn't the player he was a few years ago.
He's but a little heavy.
A little heavy, yeah. We saw him at the Super Bowl wearing an A.J. Brown jersey for whatever reason.
Which was weird.
It was weird. He did not look in particularly great shape, but we'll see what it looks like when the season starts. Hugh, they got better. I mean, he will help their team. He's still a productive player. I don't think he's what he was a few years ago. Are you yet at the point, and how I'll say it this way, how close are you to having some healthy fear of the Commanders?
Not there. I think that when you talk about what we were offensively to them, they couldn't handle us. So I understand you went out and got another weapon, but I think that, you know what I think about when I think about Deebo Samuels? I think about CJ GJ when he said, you're not a receiver,
you're
a running back. I can guard you. I could see CJ Gardner-Johnson raising his hand in that defensive meeting and saying, coach, pretty please.
I got him.
Let me get that guy. I can see that. Let me play him close, you know, from his safety spot, which is going to be bananas. But I just feel like Deebo going to get everything that he wanted from this division, and especially from the Eagles. Now, you go back and you look at the numbers and you look at the odds, the Super Bowl odds. And if I'm not mistaken, when they signed Deebo, the odds didn't move at all.
Mm-mm.
So I understand that everybody's like, he's another weapon. And he is. It's versatile because of the one thing, when I think of the Commodores from last year, they had trouble running the football. So he adds that dimension to it. But does that make me nervous? Nah.
Their best runner is probably Daniels.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm with you. I'm not this doesn't make me fear the Commanders. Now, I do expect them to be way more active in the next week. They open the offseason with a lot of cap room. Now, they just dumped $17 million or whatever it is in Deebo, so that's a good chunk of it, but they have a lot left, so I expect them to add more players. But let's listen to Emmanuel Acho talking about Daniels and now with Deebo. Listen to this. He thinks Deebo takes Jaden to an even higher level.
Deebo Samuel will make Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC.
Wow.
Because Jaden Daniels now has what all the other NFC quarterbacks have, a down-off guy.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, give it to Saquon, down-off.
Breather.
Jordan Love, give it to Josh Jacobs, down-off. Matthew Stafford, throw a now pass to Puka Nacua, down-off. Jaden Daniels was not able to take any downs off last year because he did not have what I would suggest is a down-off guy. I can just get it to you, and I can take a down-off. I can throw you a now screen, Deebo, down-off. I can throw you a tunnel screen, Deebo, down-off. Oh, you in the backfield, I can give you a quick pitch, Deebo, down-off. Now you have a down-off guy. The other thing I would suggest, defensively, there are three things. Energy, effort, eye control. That's what defenses boil down to. Energy, effort, eye control. And you could also suggest, effort, eye control, and execution. Deebo Samuel will manipulate defenders' eye control.
So, all right, a couple things there. The way is anyone else watched Deebo the last couple years? He doesn't he was that guy. Like the way
early on.
Yeah, like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, he was. At one point, I thought he was like the most versatile weapon in the NFL.
But I mean, he was Debo.
Yeah.
He was that name. Oh, Debo coming. You know, he was that guy.
But those days might be over.
Beat up the kicker, man. Beat up the kicker, dude. Put hands on the kicker. Who puts hands on the kicker?
Well, Debo does, and that's why he's out of there.
I feel like he's going to contribute. Down off guy, running back. Like every time he said that, I'm thinking running back.
Well, he mentioned Saquon and Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, with some ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, which is something that they missed. Something that the Commodores want. So yeah, I get that. But when I think of the matchup, you have more trouble with us defensively, in my opinion. On your defense against our offense.
That's where they still have holes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Their offense was good last year.
Yeah, their offense was decent. They were good enough to score points, and we saw that. You know, excuse me. When Jalen got hurt, the defense was still out there, and they were able to move the ball. So you to me, you're going to you need to shore up that defense.
So obviously a lot of this will depend on the Myles Garrett situation. I think they could be a team that tries to steal Sweat or Williams from us. Specifically Sweat.
That would be crazy.
Well, that's where I thought they were weak. They were kind of weak on the outside with their pass rush. So we shall see. But Debo, a Commander, and some people like Emmanuel Acho going a little bit too far with the down off thing. I mean that was three years ago.
You know, shout out to Emmanuel Acho, does a great job on television. I just think of him in that outfit that they had on when they looked like him and James Jones look like they about to go on the stage and say,
I wish I saw
Casey
this.
And JoJo. Dog. He hate when I saw him, he hated the fact that he came to speak to me. Joe was there because it was like, dog, what you got on? And I was like, you about to go sing some smooth R&B. It was crazy.
Was that when Dan Orlovsky was with us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Dan chimed in. They look like Casey and JoJo, dog.
What song is he going to sing? All My Life?
All My Life. Man, I like how you pulled that. That was funny.
He looked like a rug. He was wearing a rug.
They had on some designer outfits, and James kept walking because he knew what was coming. He had on some sequin outfit. That was like, oh.
It's hard to take seriously wearing that thing. He was not happy because you were loud when you said it too in that convention center.
That's why I don't nobody want to hang out with me, man. I'm too loud. But it was funny. I should have tapped my phone out to take a picture. Ain't nobody going to believe me. They look like an R&B group.
Really did.
Two big ass singers. Like, they, you know, just some big ass dudes with sequin outfits on.
They had a gig that night.
In hot ass New Orleans. That was another thing, though, Joe. It was warm.
Yeah, it was like 70 degrees.
It was too damn warm for sequins, man. That's all I'm saying.
That's why I didn't wear that outfit that morning. I felt the same thing. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco here. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. We got a lot of heavy hitter callers up here with some wild takes on the line. Let's go to Jay in West Philly. Good afternoon, Jay.
Don't try and get on my good side, man.
Jay, I like that start.
Here we go. What do you got?
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're gonna just go do what the Eagles do. Like you said, man, you ain't got to go out and get no big names. If it happened, it happened. But we're going to be all right. You want to get his one-year due, $15 million.
15 of them.
That's right. I want to pay Zach Bond, yeah.
And then you're going to let the other guys go. You're going to let Becton go?
Yep.
Wow. And why?
Well, because I think it's easier.
You got belief in the coaches, right?
Well, the Eagles seem to have an easier time finding offensive linemen than they do linebackers.
You got belief in the coaches, right? And you said Fangio was going to have what, five new defenders?
Could, right? I mean, they have Williams as a free agent and Sweat and Bond. N'Kobe's hurt and Slay's gone, right? So that's five guys.
So when he got here this year and they turned into the number one defense, he had 11 new starters.
Well, I guess you, of course, yeah, because they were all new to him.
Damn,
yeah.
Right. Don't say y'all guess so, right?
Well, it's semantics. I mean, they were all new to him.
He
yeah.
came here. They was all new starters to him in his system. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to have five to six of them already back?
Well, but we already had the number one defense. I'm trying to keep that together. Don't you want to do that?
We had the number one defense at the end of this year. Once Fangio got here, a year in the system. So other players have been there, guys that's going to replace him.
Well, like, I mean, but they might not be as good. I mean, we don't know.
But they might not this. You talk about you want Kyle's dad to call in every week. I want your wife to call in every week.
She doesn't want to call this show.
Look. Now you got her scared just like you.
I just don't think she'd want to call. I mean, she could call if she wants.
Yeah, I don't think she want to deal with this foolishness.
This is way too much nonsense.
I'll let her briefly once. I don't think she want this foolishness.
So who do you want back, Jay? Or are you just not bringing back?
You early talk about, I'm going in the club with Vaughn. Ain't nobody going in the club with you. Because you're going to run.
You know what's funny? Now, this is where you're wrong. I hung out with Joe. Now Joe bought that action, man. I took Joe. Me and Joe. Listen, Jay, this is the honest and goodness truth. We were in Atlanta, and I took him to one of the spots in Atlanta. I sit down, and I'm talking Joe off. Joe didn't make friends, because I'm not that friendly. Joe made a whole bunch of friends in Atlanta. I'm just trying to tell you.
Somebody probably looked at him wrong, and he went over there and apologized.
No, he had a ball. He was like a fish to water. He went out and did his own thing.
You know, Jay, I get along with most people not named Jay in West Philly. It's pretty easy, actually. I think the problem is not me here, Jay. It might be someone else.
Because look, you need to learn. You scared every day, man. Look, that's right. How do you put up with this dude, man? He come this.
He's a passionate fan, man.
You ain't know who Zach Ball was last year.
He a passionate fan. Man.
Could you pick Zach Ball out of line last year?
No, but Jay, I know he's good now. Don't you want to keep good players?
No, but.
Do you want to keep good players or not?
In this system.
Do you want to keep good players? Yes or no?
Get touched. We go find another one.
Oh, sure. Because the Eagles' track record with finding linebackers is sterling. Sterling. The Eagles do this all the time.
He said another linebacker. You ain't catch that. He'll love me tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, no. Not like Zach did. Not like Zach.
No, not like Zach.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Jay, who do you want to keep?
About T.J. Edwards. They found another T.J. Edwards, right?
No, they didn't. Who's the new T.J. Edwards?
Blackmore. I think that's what he's trying to correlate.
Did you watch the season after that when they stunk at that position?
Wasn't he a Pro Bowl linebacker in Chicago?
Yes, and what happened the year after he left?
Not here is the point.
So they found another.
No. Jay, it took a full year, and that year stunk. Did you pay attention?
It took a year because they had Roby Coleman and Cunningham and them bums out there.
Right, so how do we know that won't happen? But how do we know that won't happen again?
Back. CJ, GJ is back. We got and those Georgia players are here. Oh, they're strong.
Mm-hmm.
They know the system. They're going to be playing, man.
So who do you want back, Jay? Who do you want back? Any of them, or you want them all to go?
Whichever one come back at the Eagle price.
So you don't actually have an opinion?
Milk could go. Sweat could go. Look, they got to play in our system. We play with Fangio's system. Fangio made them.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
I don't think he made them.
What did he do last year?
What did Fangio do last year?
What did he do last year when he was with the Saints?
What did Fangio do before he got to this team?
His defense was always in the top half.
And he never won a Super Bowl until he got to the Eagles. I mean, like, we could play this both ways. Like, Vic Fangio's now God. Vic Fangio was in the NFL
right?
for 30 years. Before he got to Howie Roseman's players, he didn't win anything.
How many years did he coach with Philadelphia?
One.
All right, then.
All
the
right.
Super Bowl, number one defense.
With Zach Bond. What? Listen, Vic Fangio's been in the NFL 30 years. He's got one Super Bowl. Zach Bond was his linebacker. That's the math, Jay. I mean, I'll tell you. I mean,
you don't know what to tell me.
I mean, that's the math. I mean, you don't want him back. Just because we want to let good players. Why do we want to let good players go?
We don't.
Mm.
No, we don't. We don't. Like, in a perfect world, I don't want that to happen, but I'm realistic of the situation. And I think that's what we fail to realize. See, when we have these conversations, we have them with the information that we get. Like, what we want, we're doing it with our heart most times. Oh, I don't want him to leave. Hell, I don't want him to leave either. But the reality of the situation is he's going to go out there and there's going to be suitors. It's almost like when you're dating and you tell your significant other, go out there and see if you could do better than me. Because that's what the Eagles did. You know, y'all have a great rapport with one another. Y'all going out to dinner, y'all dancing, and all that other good stuff. Y'all having a great time. And when she says, or he says for this situation, I want to get serious. And you say, you know what? Go out there and see if you could do better and get back to me. That's what the Eagles did.
Yeah, I agree with you on your analogy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what the Eagles did. So now you open yourself up. And the reality of the situation is this. Once you do that, you do two things. You let them know that they probably weren't as serious about you. Now, he might be thinking this. I don't know if this is true, but he might be thinking this. They're not that serious about me.
Do all 53s think the same way?
I don't know. I don't know where he is in his headspace.
Right.
And they're also telling you that go out and find a better offer. Go out and see if you could do better than me. And what if she does? Now what you going to do? Come back with, hey, I'm sorry. But when you say that, you take that chance. Mm. That's the reality of being in the NFL. You know, it's the thing where the Eagles had every opportunity during the course of the season to sign him. We even talked about it. We even talked about the fact that his agent probably went up to him and said, hey, my boy Baldwin, what's up? We'll holler. And the Eagles said, you know what they said? We'll holler at you at the end of the year.
They probably wanted to see if he could do it for a full year. He'd never done that.
And he did. And the same thing. Remember with Joe Flacco? You know who else did it? Joe Flacco. Remember when Joe Flacco was up for a deal and the Baltimore Ravens told him, nah, bruh, let's see how this season play out.
And then he won
played
the Super Bowl.
That thing all the way to the Super Bowl and became the Super Bowl MVP. You know why I remember that? Because that was the first year of the new Corvette, and he was the MVP, and that was the gift that he got. And I was like,
he was
damn.
Great. He was great in that postseason.
I guess I just don't want to be sorry, though. Like, regardless of what my father might have said, we called in earlier. It's been one girl for me. I'm not taking my chances.
Yeah, you trying to clean
that
up.
That was the closest to trouble for you.
He trying to clean that thing up real quick.
Because, you know, we know Mr. Quinn said.
When he said multiple women, he's like, no.
Yeah, I can't let that one be out there.
You can't put that out there, man.
Yeah.
But when you tell her that, hey, just like they go see if you could do better. Well, she, more than likely, she's going to go do better. She's going to do better.
You know, I do have a quick issue. I think you forgot the core values today, Hugh.
What you mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm reading through them, and you forgot number three. Leave logic at home. You brought
oh,
a whole
you never do. You've not been doing that lately.
You know what's funny?
Leave that
right.
at home.
You're right. I do. But it's just like, I just look at these situations, man, and I hear all the Eagle fans that call in and get mad about my takes and everything. I hear you, and I understand exactly where you're coming from. But this is the reality of the NFL.
I do
it's a cold game, man. Not for long.
I do give you credit because I've noticed that Hugh has really adhered to two of our core values the most. Number six and seven, pettiness is encouraged.
Oh, man, every day.
And screw proper screw. Pronunciation.
Oh,
he
man,
hits
those.
I
that's why
a legit threat.
You know what's funny? And me and Kyle, we pick up on the enunciation all the time. But I say, Kyle, let it go because I do that every day. Who had one earlier? They
wasn't it Jim? He screwed up revisionist
history. Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
It was like Rejuven.
He butchered that. And so me and Kyle looked at each other. I was like, man, let that go. I do that every day.
By the way, could see Joe Conklin in the City Rhythm Orchestra in Philly Sports Put to Music at the Keswick Theater, Easton Road in Glenside, Saturday, April 5th. Proceeds of the show go to the five Abington Fire Companies to replace protection gear permanently damaged in the recent SPS fire. That's Saturday, April 5th at the Keswick. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right. Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Aaron.
What up?
Hey, Hugh, I think actually you're a little bit misunderstood today.
What I do?
What do you think?
Well, I'm you know what, Aaron? I'm misunderstood.
Well, that's he's like
the angry wiggity. Aaron, this is what it is.
Self-inflicted wounds is what they call it.
Right. Hey, guys, I think, Hugh, correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is what you're trying to say. I think people think that you're saying if they don't go out and become heavy hitters and they're going to stand pat, they're not going to bring anyone in. I think, like you said, you can roll with the youth of this team. You can draft well. And then you can bring in a couple veteran guys who can continue to help the development of these young guys and still have a top five defense.
You know what, Aaron? I'm happy you picked up all that. Sometimes, you know, I try not to long talk. I didn't want to put all that in, you know what I mean? But I'm happy you picked up what I was putting down. Most people don't get that. You know, I try to tell Joe that every day, but he ain't, you know, he don't be paying attention.
Just hear me on this thing. I know I'm not saying you're thinking these names. But if you don't take a swing on a Myles Garrett and you obviously they want to bring back Bond. But I doubt you're going to get him for, you know, $12, $13, $14 million. Somebody is going to overpay for that guy because of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, in my opinion, you could go out with the youth that you already have, and you could go out and take a year or two short contracts on a Khalil Mack and like a Lavonte David, middle linebacker.
I mean, that's a thought. Like, this is a fluid situation. And a lot of times, to your point, Aaron, I would like to think that most Eagle fans are like forward thinkers. It's, you know, sometimes they're not. and they're just thinking about what's being said and not thinking that, you know, there's other moves to be made. But yeah, all of that. I mean, and we don't know. And that's why we don't talk about all that, because we don't know. Because we're just talking about the names that are fit the narrative for the storylines that we want to talk about.
I do like the Mac move, Aaron. I still think there's a little bit left in the tank, and he was with Fangio in Chicago, and he was obviously excellent then.
Well, he's two years removed from 17 sacks. And the reason I mentioned Lavonte David is, from what I saw, is he has, I think, 198 consecutive starts in the regular season. Mm. And the only numbers that were different from him and Bond last year is he had 20 less tackles.
Well, he's been one of the best for a long time. I always get a little wary when linebackers get up there in age. Like, when is it going to go? But, I mean, to be fair, Bobby Wagner last year,
been
I thought...
playing forever. And he played well last year for the Commodores.
When the Commanders got him, I thought it was more like, hey, like, he's like a leader, coach on the field. But he still played really well. So, I mean, maybe David could do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you get him for, just guessing numbers, maybe you get him for a two-year, you know, $15, $16 million deal.
Well, and that would be, you know, probably half or even less than that of what Bond's going to get. So that could save you money on that end. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, the offseason is not over, and Howie tried to say this to us 2 weeks ago, if they don't do much next week, right? And just based on how he's spoken, I'm kind of bracing myself that next week they're going to lose more than they add. They're going to probably lose three or four of these guys and maybe only add one thing of note. And I think Howie was almost saying, like, be patient. By the time we get to the season, we'll be good, right? We have the draft. We have a trade maybe down the line. But it is hard to kind of, like, wrap your mind around it, because they're coming off of being so great. You want to keep it together.
And I totally understand all of that, man. And I appreciate everybody's passion when they talk about what they talk about. But one of the hardest things to do, especially after you win a Super Bowl and you want to have that feeling again like sex, is to be patient. You know what I mean? No, seriously. I mean,
if somebody's just tuning in, I'm just thinking about how hilarious
that is.
And they
didn't know the reason this was brought up.
Yeah, I forgot. We got different listeners at this time of day. But if you want to, you got to
lather Vaseline on me.
You got to be patient, man, and you have to understand the bigger move. And I get it. It's hard to see that most times. That's why I'm here trying to teach y'all every day. I hold class.
Here we go.
Oh, hey, Joe. Shameless plug. Enough. I hold class from 10 to 2 every day, y'all. And I try to explain it to you the best that I can on a day-to-day basis.
So it's our fault when we don't understand it's not your fault for not explaining it well.
If you can't retain some of this knowledge that I'm dropping, then that's on you. That ain't on me. I'm a decorated teacher. I've been in this game a while. I ain't been wrong since I've been here.
Decorated teacher?
Tenured Professor Douglas here.
In my mind. Hey, I ain't been wrong since I've been here. Well, I can't help it if you don't understand what I'm saying.
I guess I have to admit, I signed up for this class just to make a fool of everyone. I signed up for this class just to throw things at the teacher and drive them crazy. Because that's what we do for 4 hours. No. All right. Well, you know what? I guess that's what we have to go with. Professor Douglas here has spoken.
What's that poll looking like? Because I'm feeling good about myself.
Hold on. I just got to throw this out there, because I know a lot of teachers, including my wife. If only 52% of the class understands.
Yeah, you have to grade on a curve after that.
It's on the teacher.
And I guarantee you.
You're 48% not getting your lesson.
I guarantee you that your wife would probably say, if I could just reach one kid a day, then I've done my job.
No, that's cool.
If I could just reach...
Hugh's out there going, it's the students who are dumb.
Yeah. Hey, if I could just reach one caller a day.
Meanwhile, I'm saying, like, this lesson is ridiculous.
I get attacked personally on a day-to-day basis. It's cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I handle personal attacks very well.
You do. Mm-hmm. No, actually, you're better at it.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
You're better at it than I am, actually, because I start yelling.
You know what, for you, you do a good job of handling them. It's just that when they keep repeatedly saying stuff that... I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Stupidity. I mean, there's only so much you can handle. All right, 215-592-9494. When we come back, the latest from rock bottom. Yep, Sixersville. An option Embiid is now considering, plus another injury added to the list, and a questionable move by the GM on social media. Uh-oh.
I looked at my phone. I thought that was my phone.
Not you. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Now, does the bad in this mean just bad or like in trouble? Or actually, both could pertain to the Sixers right now. Both do. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, and Joe Giglio coming up at 2. Afternoon show live from Clearwater. They're going to have a great show for you. Larry Boa, Jesus Lizardo, T-Mac. Keep listening for their show live from Clearwater. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Let's do a quick rock bottom check-in. We always do Clearwater check-ins, but the Sixers have given us a lot of rock bottom check-ins. So what do we have today? We have more on Joel Embiid here. Maybe what's to come for Joel Embiid and the future of his knee here.
Most teams and agents will have you get a second and third. And if it's Joel Embiid, fourth, fifth, like
20.
And I've talked to Joel about this. He's thought about going to Germany and doing the Kobe shots. He's thought about, like, so there's different methods and ways to manage your pain. But when it comes down to this and it's something that's surgically required to fix it, you have to do it. And now
you have to.
And I think punting the season, obviously, it took a little bit of time. But seeing where they are now, this is the right move.
So that was Chandler Parsons, former NBA player. I think he was early on they should punt the season. I remember us playing audio of him like in November.
A few people said that.
Yep. But Hugh, look, I have no idea where Joel's health goes from here, but that's been one of those things where I remember when that first started, what was it, 15 years ago? Kobe, Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. At that time, it was more like, whoa, what's going on? But now, you know, the concept of the blood spinning therapy is...
PRP.
It's caught on. Yep.
Plasma-rich platelet or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do that when they, you know, you try to grow your hair back. They do that PRP stuff. Yeah, it's supposed to.
You know anything about that?
Yeah, I did the plug. Them things. You almost made me cuss. Them things hurt, bruh. Like, those things hurt. Like, that's one of the things you say, how bad you want it? How bad do you want hair? Not that bad. Not that bad. I don't want it that bad. I mean, it's, you know, for the guys that want it, I mean, and I'm not trying to disparage anybody that doesn't. I didn't want it that bad. I'm okay being bald. I'm okay with that.
You okay with it or you resigned to it?
No, it hurt. It hurt bad. I don't care what nobody say, dog.
Actually, this feels like a theme for the show today. Are you okay with the quiet off season or are you resigned to it? Hughes resigned to it. I'm not okay with it. All right, so we have that. Then, of course, Maxie got hurt last night. So we're dealing with the back and a finger now.
Yeah, he was man down for real.
Can we shut him down, too? I have a request I don't know if anyone's going to object to. Can we cancel the rest of the Sixers season? I just don't play the games anymore.
Listen. I'm about to say something. This is no way, shape, or form disrespectful to anybody.
Okay.
Mike Tirico did a good job, man.
He did. Mike Tirico's a great.
No disrespect to Kate, because she does a hell of a job. But it was. I mean, he did a good job.
So I was reading the story yesterday. Why he kind of parachuted in? Because I was like, why would Mike Tirico be doing a Sixers-Blazers game between two bad teams in the middle of March? So NBC's got the rights to the NBA starting next year, but Mike hasn't done NBA in a while, so it feels like they just want him to get some reps. So he's going to
get the chops back.
Yeah, so he's going to parachute in and just like fill in a night here and there in different NBC markets. But last night, you're right, Hugh. It was fun listening to Mike Tirico call the game. Not as fun, go ahead.
The Maxie injury is the type of thing that pisses me off because... What?
I'm just waiting for another shoe to drop.
There's no other shoe. Like, it's aggravating. If the Sixers are going to do this half-assed tank, but play some of their best players and risk him getting injured, like, a back injury is no joke.
I got it, but it's just the way you said it, though.
The Sixers deserve all the anger.
Yeah, but, it's a farce. The fact that they would let Tyrese Maxey go out there and continue to put his body at risk in a season that is clearly not going to amount to anything.
Oh my gosh, is that many?
I think it's like 20.
Oh gosh.
I mean, come on.
How many games I go to this year? What? I got to go to one. I don't even think we went to one game.
You don't have to.
I'm out on that.
We did go to one game. I think me and I went to one. I think we went to one.
I
don't remember, but I do remember they lost. I think they lost.
You're right. They have 22 basketball games.
Yeah, they got like 20 some games.
Is my math on that correct?
I'm gonna go support.
It's 22 too many.
I'm gonna go support.
Gosh, that's so many games.
Listen, the only good thing about this,
you could be all right over there.
If we're not gonna make it.
But no.
Wait till we get to the next part.
No, listen. I want to go and see if they got some of that stuff that they have in there sell it on sale. I just want to see if I can catch.
You're gonna buy tickets to a game for
No, I just want some gear on discount because they can't be in there head cracking folks like they used to for that product. They can't be.
Not for this team.
It has to be a flash sale going on somewhere.
Come on down to the Sixers game flash sale on jerseys. Get your Paul George.
No. My dentist told me yesterday. She said, "Do you know that the tickets, the Sixers, they got tickets for like $1?"
Yeah. Well, on the secondary market. They're lucky to get that right now.
So, I'm just looking. Like, you can go in there and clean up on Sixers gear if you want to. Because, I mean, they probably giving that stuff away.
He was going to be knocking on the door. Sales?
I'm going to get a couple hoodies or something.
Even if I paid $1, I'd want a refund.
$1. They selling NBA tickets for $1, dog.
Well,
you know, you can't even get a hot dog nowadays for $1.
NBA tickets is generous at this point.
No, that is true. I also question if the guy in charge of the team even knows what's going on with the prices, but we do know what Daryl Morey has been doing in his spare time. Kyle sent me this last night. I guess he liked on Instagram a photo of who's, I don't know who this person is.
Tasha?
Yeah.
She got nice ass, though. I mean, when I saw the picture, listen, I'm single. I ain't got nobody I got to answer to. And the first thing that I saw when I saw the picture, I was like, dang, she got a nice little ass on her. That was my first thought. I'm sorry. I'm going to hell, but I thought it. You really can't be mad at him for liking that picture.
No, I mean, he can like whatever he wants.
She got some nice cheeks, though. She has some nice little cheeks.
Nobody's mad at him. He's a grown man. He can like what he wants.
He's a grown married man.
But the problem
is... His team is in shambles.
The Sixers have had many issues.
And you on social media liking booty pics.
There's nothing like...
Yeah, they get stupid time. You know what I mean?
There's nothing like people in position with the Sixers acting up on social media. I mean, that's been a tried and true thing for a long time.
I didn't think he was going to bring that up.
I didn't say any names.
Lo and behold.
I didn't say any names. I mean, is he Daryl the first, you know, person of power in the Sixers organization to act up on social media?
No, the story you told me. Yeah, that was.
Well, then you had the Colangelo one before that with the burner accounts. I mean, those guys are wild.
Hey, man, what you like.
Doc Rivers with an all-time.
So you going to name names. So I just kept it
like. While we're in the business.
Joe, you know what's funny? Joe knew what I was talking about. You just put a name to it.
I've been around a long time. Trust me.
Let that one die right there. All right, there's our rock bottom chicken on the Sixers. And now we go to Dave in Bethlehem, who has Hugh Douglas memorabilia. What's up, Dave?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Good. So I actually was at the game on October 1st, 1995, at the Meadowlands, Hugh's rookie season. And in the game program, Hugh, do you set a memorabilia from that game?
Man, you know what? I was going through my stuff. I have a few Jets things, but not a whole lot. Not a whole lot.
Yeah, because on page 104 and 105, double insert in the middle, is Q&A with Hugh Douglas.
Oh, my goodness. This is gold. read one to us.
Okay, so the first one here is, what do you enjoy most about football? Do you remember that, the answer, Hugh?
Uh-uh.
Okay, answer. Here you go. The thing I love to do the most is rush the passer.
That sounds like me.
That man is a long way gone.
I love the 1-on-1 battle between you and a tackle.
A man with a man.
And blowing his chest out or blowing his back out.
Did I say blowing?
Whoa.
Hugh uses that in a different context. And thus the Sean King sack was born.
You know what's funny? That does sound like something I would say. But see, back then in 1995, it didn't mean the same thing.
It's
different now.
And the next time he sets up to pass, he always wonders if you're coming.
Yeah,
goodness gracious.
Yeah, that sounds like me. I was very descriptive
on that day. You sure you weren't thinking about something else?
No, I'm just saying. That was the 1-on-1 battle.
Yeah, times were different. It was 1995.
He said, yeah, it was a different time.
They got thick wood hard.
And it gets better. That's the part of the game I like the most. Once I sink my teeth into him, he's mine.
I said all that.
Wow,
that's very descriptive.
Dude, it is. Yeah,
I don't know, dog.
Are you writing poems there?
I don't know. I don't know, Dave. It sounds like you might be laying it on a little thick.
No, I believe Dave wholeheartedly.
I have to mail you this to you. I'll mail it to you.
Oh, we got to see
we
this.
Need to see
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Dave, that is great stuff. Dave, we appreciate it. That's good. So when I saw Dave was on the board there with his memorabilia, I started to search eBay, Hugh Douglas, to see what came up.
What we got?
Well, the Philly goat shirts with the hairline.
With this receded hair?
Yeah, those are my favorites. Also, there's a lot of photos or, I guess, cards of you with the Jets. You got a little fluffy with the Jets.
No, I was like was that my second year?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Well, no, that's
you look
what,
more like a DT than a D end.
Yeah, I was a little short and pudgy.
Yeah, well, the arms, you know.
Then I, you know, seeing that I came to the Eagles and I started working out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you know, got tired of getting hurt all the time.
That's when you start unloading
on people.
King drops the throw. And his hit just as he let the ball.
That is funny.
He let it go. This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is.
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
That was what you did.
Do you remember Q&A?
I do not. I do not. I remember one time, I forgot the book, but they said I remember somebody said I came to New York with about as much flair as a pair of tube socks. I do remember that.
And someone I can't remember. Someone wrote that about you?
Yeah, because they were like, because I was, you know, I mean, I'm not too far from what I was back then. So he came to New York with the flair of a pair of tube socks or something like that.
I got to try to find out that
well,
column.
It's because, man, I mean, you know, I was afraid of New York when I got there. Like, that's when I told you the story about my first time on 42nd Street. Remember when I told
yes,
you that?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't tell it on the air. But yeah, it was different. And at that point, I was afraid of New York. Because everything that they said, it was like bright lights, big city. And, you know, you would go down certain streets in New York where it didn't seem like a whole lot was going on. Mm. And then all of a sudden, you're in the life of a party, like the Meatpacking District. There was a lot of places down there you could go hang out. Yeah, I know it sounds funny now, right? But they were like clubs and stuff. Like certain areas, it's the Meatpacking District that at night they turned into clubs or whatever.
And
it was different. Lather Vaseline on me. Yeah, it was different. New
yeah,
York was different. Man.
Sounds different.
I did find this. I think we brought this up before. I found the old Daily News column. Hugh on his weight to huge Jet defensive about poundage.
Oh my!
They really got on you for coming into camp a little overweight there.
Oh, dog, that was my first year, and that was my first offseason. And I'll never forget it. I remember, what was her name? But I was trying, that was when I was in the courting somebody. We used to go out to eat, like, all the time. I can't remember her name, though.
So, man, I don't know who wrote this, but they, first of all, they crushed you for gaining weight over the summer. Then they questioned how tall you were listed as.
Yeah, not that tall. No, dude, I came back, and I remember, who was it, Coach Kotite. He was like, dude, what were you doing? You're so fat. And they wouldn't let me go home. I had to stay.
Here's this how the article starts. One Jet who may have enjoyed the bye week and a little too much was rookie defensive end Hugh Douglas. Line mates Marvin Washington and Kurt Barber were all over the number one pick yesterday when he weighed in at 280 pounds.
Yeah, I was fat.
Washington said, man, he's going to play nose tackle. He'll wind up on the offensive line. And then this one. Douglas is generously listed at 6'2", even though he may be a shade under 6 feet.
No, nah, well, that was like 6'1".
Oh, they got
dude,
you.
No, Kotite had a fit, and he was like, you can't go back home. He said, you can't go home. And I had to stay. That was the first training camp, and I had to stay the whole time that I was there. Had to stay.
Well, they had to get you in shape.
Yeah, I was, ooh, man, I was eating good, eating steak all the time, eating scrimps. Was out there. I had a little money in my pocket. But I should have known something was up because I bought one of them little ass sports cars, right?
How'd that work out?
And I had to pour myself into it. Like every time. It didn't register. You know what I mean?
Oh, you didn't realize it like the...
Oh, no, because that was my first... You got to understand. That was my first offseason in Atlanta. That was her name. Carla Stokes. That was her name.
Was that a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. At the time, I remember meeting Carla at the Kroger. And she walked out. I remember she was coming like this. Like, I don't remember a whole lot. But I remember when I met Carla, had that pretty brown skin. She had on a white, one of them white silk tops and some leather pants.
Save it, buddy.
Yeah.
We're about to be going home.
Like, she probably, like, I don't know what she's doing now, but yeah, Carla.
Relax over there, Daryl.
No, I'm just saying. No, you know how, like seriously, though. There's one woman that every man remembers exactly the day that he met her, and it was in front of the Kroger. Carla Stokes.
Excuse me?
Carla Stokes. Like, it's one woman. Like, it might be your wife. It might be your significant. But you remember the exact day you met her and what you were doing. And I was, like, that's when I was in shape. But then when we start hanging out, you know, I was courting her, taking her out to eat all the time.
Yeah, and you got fluffy.
And then I, like, start having to breathe heavy when I was jumping in the little ass car.
You two were Daryl.
It all comes full circle back to Daryl.
I don't know why I'm so tired. Oh,
and they thought you were going to play offensive line. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Kyle, why don't you tell everyone how they can win a great basketball trip?
Yeah, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword brick at 94WIP.com for your chance to win.
Yeah, this segment has been off the walls. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
I have to commend you. This is one of the most entertaining afternoons of radio here on WIP that I've heard. So this is good stuff. You know, first of all, Kyle, don't worry. Nobody believes you got multiple women, so you don't have anything to worry
about. Well,
that's
about good.
Your defense on that is an easy one. Ken gave you the out. Yeah,
as long as my girlfriend doesn't.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about the one you have chained up in your basement because she's got nothing to worry about. And then some of the calls this afternoon, so we had one caller that called WIP just to say that he's usually wrong. We had another caller that called to suggest that Myles Garrett will take, you know, $15 or $20 million less to come play for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is entertainment, I'll
tell
you
what.
Been a bad day. So, listen, when we watched this team play this past season, it was only a few weeks ago when it ended, right? One of the things that kind of gave you that nice, warm, you know, feeling inside was knowing that basically the entire core of this team is under contract next year. So when you've got the entire core of the best team in the NFL already under contract, what is it you're trying to do in the offseason? I mean, look, I know we feel like Zach Bond just fell out of the sky and nobody knew who he was and he just came out of nowhere. But look, when they signed him, the timing of them signing him, they signed him the same day and they announced it the same day they announced Saquon and Bryce Huff.
That's true, yeah.
Right? So that immediately had me saying, well, why would they do that right now and going to find out who Zach Bond was? So that was, you know, a year ago when I was telling the morning show guys, look, this guy is going to be Vic Fangio's next Andrew Van Ginkel. Physically, he profiled just so. The guy didn't come out of nowhere. He's a good football player, and I actually did see him play at Wisconsin because I go to at least one Badger game a year because my best friend lives out there. But he's the most important guy to sign. And so, Joe, it's kind of semantics on whether or not you think it constitutes a big offseason if you re-sign a guy who was already on your team. You know, to me, that's a very important move, but that's not an active offseason, right? That is just keeping one of the core players of a team that's largely under contract. So that's why you go out and you lock these guys up to contracts early on in the process rather than letting them get to the end of a contract like, you know, Jerry Jones does with everybody. Because that way you look at the best team in the NFL and say, this is the best team in the NFL, and basically the whole team is under contract for next year. So this notion that Kyle said it earlier, the Lions are going to pass us, the Commanders are going to pass us. No, they're not. No, they're not. First of all, the Eagles have a better coaching staff than the Lions do. The Eagles have a better coaching staff than the Commanders do. And the Eagles have more good players in both of those. So if they just keep the core together, which is mostly under contract, you re-sign Zach Bond. Look, Milton Williams is a nice player, but the fact of the matter is Milton Williams plays 15, 16 snaps a game. Like, that's not irreplaceable in the grand scheme of things. And if somebody else is going to pay him $88 million a year the way somebody paid Javon Hargrave $88 million a year, whatever it was they signed him for, then fine, let them overpay him. The 49ers are in purgatory because they either have to pay their quarterback or they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, and they're probably about to pay the quarterback a lot of money. That's probably coming soon.
And they're going to overpay for Brock Purdy. And I just want to get this on the record, and I hope he's listening. Deebo Samuel stinks. Deebo Samuel is the most overrated player in the NFL. So if the offseason's over and the Commanders are like, hey, look at what we did. We went out and got this slow, fat guy who can't run routes, isn't very good. That's the missing piece. I'm going to feel pretty good about
I agree. If that's all they do and they don't upgrade that defense much, then I agree with you, Ken. Yeah, I think the Washington roster is more behind the Eagles than other people do. And, Ken, we appreciate it. The Lions are pretty close. I mean, they were the two best teams in the NFC.
That's the one you worry about right there.
Yeah, if they get Garrett, that could be a problem because they're also getting, like you mentioned earlier here, they're getting Aiden Hutchinson back.
Yeah.
And he was headed for the Defensive Player of the Year before he got hurt. Didn't he have, like... He had 6 sacks in 1 game early in the season.
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
Yeah, so like the Lions at the end, the Eagles were better then. If the Lions have Hutchinson and Myles Garrett, that's a problem. Now, they did lose both coordinators, so we'll see what they are
And that defense played hard. Yeah. They played extremely hard.
Yeah, now there's no more Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson, so we got to see how Dan Campbell, you know, adapts over that. But we shall see. But you know what I'm going to do this afternoon? I'm going to be listening to the afternoon show. They got a big one coming up. Live from Clearwater, Larry Boa to join those guys, and Jesus Luzardo, who I've never really heard give an interview before. I'm excited to hear from Jesus Luzardo, and I believe also T-Mac. So a lot of Phillies talk coming your way next. Afternoon show is live in Clearwater.
I won the poll, by the way.
What's that?
Put that out there.
You won the poll.
Yeah, I won. Thank you. Thank you for all the people.
Every caller counts as 3 votes.
Thank you for everybody that voted.
Play them off like the Oscars. Play them off. We're done. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!